on Daf Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Amar Rab Lili Bar Mamo, Amar Ma'ukve, Amar Shmuel, Tzoras Mema'enes Asure. A Tzora of a Mema'enes is also. So what does Rashi say? Tzoras Mema'enes, Naflo Lofanov, Beis Yevamais Me'ach Echot. Two Yevamis fell from one brother. Gidoilo Uktano. One is a Gidoilo, one is a Ktano. Umiyano Boy Haktano. And the Ktano was Memayan in the oven. That means we know that Kedushe Ktanus, if it's a Kedushin Darabonon, she was married off by her mother, by her brothers. So Kedusha Ktano, there's a din of Miyan. If she's Memayan Bebaila, she's Oike on the Suin Kamoi. That's Tamazoi, the din Miyan. Now, here it's speaking about that she was Memayan in the Yavam. She says, I don't want you to be miyabmi. Is tzoroso asura. So her tzore, you can't be miyabmi the tzore. Well, we don't know pshat, but that's the memory of Shmuel. Tzoras memeenes asura. So the Gemara asks Leman, to who is this tzara asa to? According to Shmuel. Ileima la'achim, if we'll say that the tzara is asa to the other brothers, hashte hi gufe shariyem, v'mame'enes gufe is muta to the other brothers. The Omar Shmuel, miyano boze, muteres boze. Shmuel said that if you had, let's say, a ktane falls liyibum to three brothers, to Reuven, Shimon, and Levi, and she says, I don't want Reuven to be miyabmi. So the din is, there's a zike to Shimon and Levi. To Reuven, she's also, and to Shimon and Levi, she's muta. And there's a zike to Shimon and Levi. So if the Mame'enes Gufe is Mutter to Shimon Levi, so the Tzore should not be worse than the Mame'enes Alei. So therefore the Gemara is, that's the Gemara's Kashe, to who is she also to? Ileima la'achim, hashte hi Gufe Sharye, that she alone is muta to the Achim, the Omar Shmuel Miyane Boze Muteres Boze, Tzarosa mi boy, El Olidide. No, Shmuel means that to this Yavam, that the Menes is also too, so the Hartzore is also to this Yom. Let us see Rashi. Leman Asura. To who is the Tzore also to? Ileima af Lishar Achim. But the Tzore is also to the other brothers. Hashtehi Gufo Motares Lozeh. She, the Mamanis alone, is mutter to the other brothers. So, atzavasa mi boy, elo ledidei. Li yavam shemiyana boy. To the yavam, so the Shmuel is speaking about the tzarev, is also to the yavam that she was memain. Asura. Now, Rashi explains, now what is the Issa? The Miyun Oka Leila Zike. The Miyun is Oka the Zike to this brother. The Koi Olei Be'eshesach. So there's a Nisa Eishes Ach to this brother without Zika. So Memela, that's why she is also. And we'll see, and that is why her Tzar is also. To this brother there's no Zika. Ve'im Taima, so Rashi asks Akasha, it doesn't work like that. It doesn't, Mian is not Oike the Zika, Mian Nisuyin Kamoi Oko. When she's Mamayin, the Mian is a way to be Oike the marriage that was made with her when she was a Ktane. So therefore, if she's Mamayin, it doesn't matter who she's speaking to and what she's saying. But the Mian is Oikea the Nisuyin Kamoi. That means when she's Memayin to the Yavam, so she's saying in other words that I don't want the Nisuyin Rishayinim. Varei Hinochis Etzloi. So if she's Oikea the Nisuyin Rishayinim, Umotaris Loi. So why is she also to this Yavam? You're saying, Okale Lezika Bekoile Be'eshes Ach, it's not true. It's not an Eshes Ach without a Zika. It's no Eshes Ach. Gzeire de Rabbonani. So Rashi says the whole thing is a Gzeire de Rabbonani that she's also. Hoyel V'loi Miyano Berishin, since Kozman the Rishin was alive, she wasn't Mamayan Berishin. Berishin means her husband. Umikoyach Nisuin, and the Nisuin maid, Mikoyach Nisuin Shaloi, Nofla Lefonov Lehisyabe. The Nisuin maid and the Filali Yibu. Niris Ka'eshis Ochib. So it looks like she was an Eshis Ochib. So, Le'enei ha'olam, since she never was Memayan officially in the issues of her husband, and the issues created a din yibum, and now she's Memayan, so even though halachically the Mian is oiken in the suyin kamoi, and halachically she's not his wife anymore, and halachically, there's no mitzvah of yibum anymore on her, but there's a maris ayin. People do not look at this maise the way it truly is. They look at it differently. They look at it, she was happily married with her husband. So they don't see in this miyun an ekire on the nesuim arishayinim. To them it looks that there's a Mian and the Zike. She doesn't want to be the Siyabim to this Yavam. Fakel, there was an Ishus, there was an Afilo Liyibum, and now she says, I don't want you, so to them it looks like it's an Akira and the Zike. Ochem Rina Lekamon, Bishas Nefila Niris Kekalosa. We'll see later in the Gemara. That if there was an Afila Liyibum, if the Ishus created an Afila Liyibum, so then there's a Niris that she was his wife. And therefore all the Dinim that have to come out from this Hanoik. Bahadishmul Beperik Beishama. So now we know what Shmuel is speaking about. Shmuel is speaking about that she was Memayin in one Yovam, and she's also to that Yovam. To that Yovam, there's a Niris, like she's an Eishes Och without a Zikit. And Hatzar is also to the Yavam. So now the Gemara has a kasha. Umayishna mema'enis tishar yelach.
So the Gemara asks, why is the Mema'enes mutter to the other brothers? The loy of the Bahu Maise, because she wasn't Mema'en in the other brothers. She was only Mema'en in this Yavo. Tzorinami loy of the Bahu Maise. So the Gemara is asking that the tzare should also be mutter to this brother, because also loy of the bahu maise, the tzare also didn't do a maise. So just like the mema'enes is mutter to the other brothers, the same way the tzare should be mutter to this yavo. Now before we go further, let us see Taisus. Tzorosa nami loy of the bay maise. Taim, so Taisus asks, Amir de Kekasha. Nehei de loy of the bay maise. Mikol mokin, kiven dhamamenes asuroloi. Taka de tzorah didn't do any maise. But since the mamaenes is also to the yovam, Avalei tzoroso ki tzoros erve. So the tzor is a tzoros erve. Vechimidamalo lemamenes dishal yelachim. So what is the dimion of the Gemara? That the Gemara is medame the tzoras memaenes to the memaenes lishal haachim. So lechayre, let us explain Taisvis Kasha. Reb Reuven has a shir on this Taisvis. And he's magdim with two agdamas. Agdama number one, we have to appreciate the chiddush of Shmuel. Shmuel said, Miyana boze muteres boze. She's mutter to the other brothers, and the reason is le'avda b'maise. So he brings down from Rishainim that be'emison, if we would go with the lumbus that she's also to this yavam, because there's a isar of maris ayin, she looks like an ashes ach, she ain't boizike. So he brings from Rishainim that this Issa Maris Ayin applies to all the other brothers also. Theoretically, she should be Issa to all the other brothers. There's a Maris Ayin also. The same Amaratzim who look at her like an Eishas Och She'ein Bayzike, look at her like this, gotta be all the brothers. Now, since the whole Issa is not an Issa Be'etzim, it's only an Issa Shel Maris Ayin, is by lay of the Bomaise, they didn't make the Issa. That is the Yesod of Shmuel. He says, Be'emesin, you have a Sibel Eser, Mitzad Maris Ayin, she should be also to the brothers also. But Shmuel said, but since it's lay of the Bomaise, they didn't, in the one that she made a Maise Miyunin, so in that Yavam, they asked her to the Yavam. She made a miyun in this Yavam. So for this brother, they made her an Eishes Ach Shem Bezike. To the other brother, even though there's also a Marisayim, but since like of the Bei Maisin, it's only an Issa Marisayim, they didn't make an Issa. So we have a Yesod that an Issa that's built on Maris Ayin, Chazal only asked if of the Bei Maise. That's the Yesod of Shmuel. So now the Gemara is asking Akasha on Shmuel. So the Gemara is asking Akasha. If that is the case, the Issa of Maris Ayin was only said by of the Bei Maise. So the tzore, who did not do anything, there shouldn't be an issa, of the b'maisa. The Gemara is comparing Vitzare to the other Achim. Just like by the other Achim, the Mama Enes is Mutter because Layovda Bamaise, is the Tzore should also be Mutter to this Ach because the Tzore didn't do anything. She's a Labas Mir. It's also Layovda Bamaise. So Taisvis asks Akashi Taiman, Nehei, the Layovda Bamaise, Taka Layovda Bamaise, Mikomokim Kivin the Mama Enes, Asure lehavi tzaroso tzare serv. So Taisvis asks, if you have to create an iser, for example, we're talking about if the maman is also to the other brothers. So that means we have to create an iser to the other brothers. Is she an ashes ach she'ein boizika to the other brothers? So we say that since lay of the by maise, so she's not an ashes ach shein bezika to the other brothers. Fine. When I make an ashes ach shein bezika, she's not an ashes ach shein bezika. But Taisvis asks the Issa of the Tzara, that's a dovo memele. If the Mema'enis herself, Lagabi, this Yavam is an Ashes Ach Shein Bezike, so automatically the Tzore is a Tzore's Ashes Ach Shein Bezike. You don't need a new Iser on the Tzore. The Tzore is a Poyo Yoitze from the Iser on the Ma'enis. If the Ma'enis is an Erve, the Ma'enis we gave a Din Erve because we gave her, since she was Mamayim, in the Zanira, so we gave her din of an Ashes Ach Shein Bezike. So automatically, the Tzara should be us. So this is Taisvis Kashe. Taisvis remains with a Taima. So Chidushi Rab Ruven, he wants to say a beautiful beer in the Gemara's Kashe, to try to emphasize Taisvis Kashe. He says as follows. He says, we have here an actuality that occurred. There's an amaris ayin, and then there's isurim that come out from the whole kugel. What actually happened when she was memayin was neka the nisuyim arishayim. Since the Nisuyim Arishayim was Neka, so there are two Inyanim that occurred. Inyan number one, she's not an Eishes Ach, period. Inyan number two, the Mama Enes is no more a Tzore with her Tzore. If she never was married to him, so she's not a Tzore with her Tzore. So the Miyun, in actuality, made her Ois Eishes Ach, and in actuality made her Ois Tzora with her Tzora. Fine. But now we don't look with actualities, we look with Marisai. But good, that's what really happened. But the world doesn't look at it in this light. So we cheshbon with Marisai. To the world it looks like she was a wife, and she's an Ashes Och without Zikin. So that's why she's awesome. But the Gemara said that this Issa of Marisayin is only by Ovda by Maisa. So Memele, but it was Ovda by Maisa. She was Ovda by Maisa in the Yavam. So Memele, so Lagabi, this Yavam, we give her a din of an Ashes Och she'ain by Zikin. Fine. But even we give her a din of Ashes Och She'ein Bezike, that's Negeya to herself. But Mehechi Teisi, should we consider that the Tzore is her Tzore? That means Legabi the Tzore, we have to say a din Legabi the Tzore, that there's still Tzores. That means we want to make two Isurim. We want to say she's an Erve, And we also want to say that she's a tzore to her tzore, and therefore her tzore will be a tzore server. Because if we look at it in actuality, she's not a tzore to her tzore because she was oike the gedushin l'mafreya. So we need the amaris ayin to asa the tzore. The second din, to say that to consider that she was married to the husband, that she should have a, that her tzore should be her tzore, the second din is only noigeya the tzore. It's not noigeya her. But Gabriel, we took care of her. We gave her a dinei shesach, and there's no zikya, so she's also to the yovel. But that doesn't automatically asa the tzore. But lemaisa, because legabi the tzore, she's not, even though we'll consider her an elve, but in actuality they're not tzores, because she was aika the kedushin lemafreya. So lemaisa, it's not a dovo memele, that since we asked her, memele the tzore is also. There's no such memele. Legabi her we asked. Of the bomaisa, we made her an elve, everything. But now you're going to tell me there's an Isser that is built on Maris Ayin, and we'll say, since to the Welt it looks like she was married to the Mace, so therefore we're going to say that the Tzore was her Tzore, which is in actuality not true. The Tzore was never a Tzore, because she was Oike the Kedusha L'mafreya. So, Alts Marisayin, we want to give her Tzore Adin Tzore. This is an Isser on the Tzore, not Adobo Memele Mimeno. This is, we're saying, because of the Marisayin, we're going to make her Tzore, that will say that these two are Tzores, which in actuality is not true. And then if they're tzores, so memele the tzores us, al tzores erbe. But this is a din miyuchid on the tzore. This is not a dovo memele from her isa. And we have a yesod of Shmuel, that even though there's an isa of maris ayin, if it's loy ovid by maise, chazal never asel. That means that in Yesod is an Issa of Marisayin to the other brothers also. But Shmuel said, since Leovid Bei Maisa, we won't ask it to the other brothers. So Memele, so the Gemara is asking Gamayra de Kikashe. So since the Tzore never did anything, Leovid Bei Maisa to this Yavam, so Memele, so to create an Issa on the Tzore now, because of Marisayin, this does not stim with the Yesod of Shmuel, that said, b'mokim d'loy ovid by ma'isa, there's no issa marisayin. That's how Rabbi Reuven wants to explain the Gemara's kasha. We'll have to understand the Gemara's teretz, but al kaponim, that's how he wants to explain the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answers, you're right. You're 100% right. We shouldn't ask the tzora. No gzeire mishum tzoras bitei mema'enes. We were geyser tzoras mema'enes oto tzoras bitei mema'enes. And we'll see soon the case. So the Gemara says, v'tzoras bitei mema'enes mi asire. Is tzores bitei memeenes osa? That means if bitei was memayin, is her tzore osa? Posnan, we learned in the Mishnah, v'kulon imesu oimianu, oinizgarshu tzoreisayu mutores. Fakert. If bitei was memeenes, so the tzore is not a tzore servant. So the Gemara asks, now let's understand the Mishnah. The miyano b'man. What does the Mishnah mean that miyano tzoreisayim mutores? Ilayma de miyano b'bal. That the bas was memayin b'bal. Ayna grusha. So that's equivalent to grusha. Grusha, he gave her a get. Miyun she. Was like the nisuin from him. so that's, you don't need two cases. Ela lav biyavam. So mistame pshat is that she was memayin in the yavam, and the tzor is muta. And the tzor is muta. So what are you telling me? Gzeira otu tzor is bita memayenes. Tzor is bita memayenes is also muta. That's what the Mishnah says. So the Gemara says, loy lo ilam bebal. Now the Mishnah is speaking about that she was memayin in the bal. Utrei gavni gerishin. The Mishnah is speaking about two types. There's a gerishin that the husband gives the wife a get. There's a gerishin that the wife is oiker the ishus. But it's speaking about there was a mian from the bal. No, there's a mian b'chayei abal. So then the tzor is muta. That's parshit. So b'shas misa there was the elva wasn't married to him. So the Gemara asks, Umayishna, fine, so you're telling me that Tzores Bitei Mema'enes Shemia Lo B'Yovam, the Bas is also. So the Gemara asks, Umayishna Ki Mia No B'Bal Tokrinu L'Nesui. So the Gemara asks, I don't, so why is the Bas Taka also? When she's Mema'en in the Bal Tokrinu L'Nesui. She also was like the Nisuin Kamoi. So why is the Bas also? So Rabbi Reuven says the Gemara that is asking now the Kashe is asking the Kashe what we asked before. That means Meikeredin, there was an Akirim Nisuin Kamoi. Either a Niris. The Gemara held verkehrt. By Niris is dafke by of the bay meise. Here, the Tzores Abbas is loy of the bay meise. So after that, we're asking the same kashe. For what legitimate reason should the Tzore be also? It's loy of the bay meise. So that's the Gemara's kashe. So the Gemara answers, Mishum de Toni Rami by Yechesko. The Tani Rami by Yecheskel, Miyana Bebal, Muteres Lo'oviv. If a Ktane was Memayin in her husband, his Muteres is Mute to her husband's father. What is Pshat? Like this, her husband's father is a Shver, not allowed to marry a Shver. But if she was Memayin in her husband, so she was oiker nisuin kamoi. She's oiker these nisuin. Is muteres loviv biyovam. But what happens if she was memayin biyovam? Asura loviv. If she was memayin biyovam, asura loviv. Now, Rabbi Reuven says, now let's appreciate the Gemara's kasha. But the Gemara's kasha was, she's also ba'oviv, afal gav teloy of the bay maise. That means between her and the oviv, there was no maise. And the Gemara is asking a kasha, so let's go back to our original kasha. Just like we said, mi ano bozem uteres bozem. The reason is, if it's loy of the bay maise, we did not make isurei maris ayin. So let us, so what did Rami Bar Chama say? Rami Bar Chama said Rami Bar Yecheskel said that mi ano biyovam asura la'oviv. Alma mishas nefile niris kekalosai. So we see that what is the lamdas? So Rabbi Reuven says this is a new maris ayin. This is a maris ayin that as soon as he died, there was a nefila liyibum. So the nefila liyibum spells out that there was issues. There was issues because there's a nefila liyibum. So if then she had a shame elva on herself, that means with the nefila she was kalosoi. So that Issel will remain. That means if the Nefila created, I mean, the Nefila spelled out Ishus, that there's Ishus, because it's a Nefila Le'ibum. So if she was an Elva then, Safila later shall be Mimayin, that Elva remains. Alma Mishas Nefila Niris Kekalosoi. Ochenami Mishas Nefila Niris Ketzoras Bitoi. So over here also, Bishas Nefila Niris Ketzoras Bitoi, because Mishas Nefila she was a Tzoras Elva. So Rabbi Reuven explains that the Gemara is mechadish. There are two types of niris. There's a niris b'shas nefila ke'elve. If b'shas nefila, before she did anything, she looked like a wife. And memele, she looked, that means b'shas nefila, she never was oiker than the suyin kamoi. Now she falls liyibum. So the nefila liyibum spells out that there really was ishus. Husband died, there really is ishus. So all the arayas that were b'shas nefila remain. So therefore, b'shas nefila, she looked like kalosoi. So I feel like she's memayan later. The isa kalosoi won't go off. B'shas nefila, she looked like tzoras bitoi. So the mean later will not change this matzev. That is the niris of kalosoi, and that is the niris of tzoras bitoi. In the case of Shmuel, tzoras mema'enes, there it's the other way around. Bishas nefila, there was nothing wrong. Forget, she fell a yibum, the tzora fell a yibum. Later, her miyun created problems. That means b'shas nefila, everything was wonderful. She was falling liyibum, the tzora was falling liyibum. Her miyun later created problems. The miyun later that creates problems, and that we have guidelines, that of the b'maisa asure, loy of the b'maisa muteres. That means the miyun later, that nothing, there was no problems b'shas nefila, there was no isurim b'shas nefila. The isurim started later with her miyun. Her miyun created the isurim. The isurim that her miyun creates, and that we say, the of the b'maisa asure, the loy of the b'maisa muteres. So memele, therefore we said that, that miyana boze, muteres boze. That means because all these problems came out not through the nefila, nor through the miyun later. So then we say, the miyun will only asa of the b'maisa. So that was the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha, so her tzore, which became also, through the miyun, also should be mutter. Because her tzore is also loy of the b'maisa. The tzore never did anything. This was not an isa, b'shas nefila. This was an isa that was nischadish later with the miyun. And an Isser that's nischadish with miyun, we say the Isser is only applicable to the of the b'maisa. And that's why miyana bozem muteres mezeh. And that is why the Gemara asked that her tzore should be muter, because the tzore was loy of the b'maisa. So the Gemara says, ain nochenami, you're right. You're 100% right. But they asked, Tzoras mema'enes, oto tzoras bitei mema'enes. Because if you're going to be mater tzoras mema'enes, so people will say, why is the tzore muta? She's a nerva, she's also to the yavam. Why is the tzore muta? Because Lagabi the Tzore, we say it's Nek and Nesuin Kamoi, so they're not Tzores. So we're going to say the same Lomdus by Tzores Bitoi. And Tzores Bitoi Lemaise is also, because there Bishas Nefila, she had a shame over before the Miyun, before the Miyun came about. So in order to ensure that Tzores Bitoi Mame'enis will be also, so therefore they asked the Tzores Mame'enis. That is Pshat in the Gemara. Now let us see Rashi. Miyano bebal ktano yisoyim enochi shemiyano bebal mutaris lachamero lefisha okreso likdushin verehike mefutem veloi kalo sahi. So she's not a kala, she's not a daughter-in-law. But if she was not memayin bebao, she's my biyovon, the kiv in the ahano nisuyin kamoi. Lizoki kolayovom, since the nisuyin kamoi accomplished, that after the nisuyin there was a step which comes after nisuyin, that means she became zokok liyibum. Nires ke ishtay gemurim. So then, says a nires, so the nesuim kamoi look like a real nesuim. Veniris ke ishtay gemurim. Veniris ke kalosei shalzem. Ochenami bebitay memeenes. When the bas is memayin, mishas nefile. Shenof lo bi toilefono, when the bas fell in front of to a father, le yibum, vohutz rechol emayim boy, niris ka'eshes ochiv. So she looks like she was the wife of the brother. Veniris tzoros, a tzoros abas. Here with the nefila, she was a tzoros abas. So memeilem. So that is why. Mishum askip tarashi, mishum tzores bite memeenes. Tosi le mishre tzores bita iktana shenofole li yibum amiyana boy, tal bi mater tzores bita. Domrinen del say, nisuin kamoi koke. They're going to say that it's muta because the miyan is oike the nisuin kamoi. The ains of tzores elba, so she's not a tzore to an elba. Now Rashi asks the kasha, how could you have bechlal miyun by bitoy? If bitoy is falling to the father, so the father's alive. If the father is alive, so there's no kedushin darabonim. The holding miyun only applies by kedushin darabonim. Hoyo v'hu kayim. Dein miyun ela b'yisoyme. Shaloi kibol aviyah kedusha, ayesoyme, that the father was a makabel kedushin, it's a kedushin darabonon, which there's an oifin that you can get out of this kedushin with miyim. So Taisvis Rashi says, mashkachos lo biyesoyme b'chayehav. It shayach she should have a din yesoyme, even though the father's alive. Kedusna bepeg beishamay. Nahadiya ve yisayim bechayayov ktane shehisiya oviyo v'nizgarsho. The father married her off. He made nisuin. Now with nisuin she goes out of the reshusa off. V'nizgarsho, and now she got keget. Arehi yisayim bechayayov depoka lei schusay mino. That the schusim he had in her are nifka as soon as she becomes an nesuin. Is mishayotzus or mirshusoi? As soon as the nesuin is a yitzia mirshusoviya.
V'imolcho v'nisei slachi yaviyah, yechayla l'mayim b'yovam v'chay yaviyah. Then, so that's called a kedusha ktane, and there's a din of miyim. Let us go further. Omar Rav Asi Tzoras Eilonis Asuva. Shenema, that an eilonis is an erve, aveshis ach, an eilonis patas atzor. Shenema vohoya abochir asher teileid, prat la eilonis. Asher teileid is meyuta, does not flow bepashte dikro, and so therefore, it's coming to tell us that the Yevome has to be Basei Lode, and if she's an islandess, there's no din Yevom. Prat l'islandess she'ena yeledes. Mosiv Rav Sheishes estakashem. We learned Shloisha Achim Nesuin Shalosh Noshim. We learned three brothers married three wives, Nochiyas, three wives which are no relation one to the other. Umeis Echod Mehem, one brother died, V'osa Bo Sheini Maima, and the second brother made Maima. Maimer is a kedushin darabonon that helps by a yevon min atayra only yibum helps midarabonon kesev ishtar also helps. So what is now the first yevon that her husband died? So the first yevon is min atayra she's eishes harishin. Maimer is not mafkiya the zike from the first brother. Midarabonon, she became Eishes Hasheni also. Maimer, she's the wife of the second Yovam. Umeis, and now the second brother died. So now the second brother had a wife already. We said Shloish Achim Nesuin Shalish Noshim Nachias. So the second brother had a wife. So now, both of these wives, Sai the Balas Maima, and Sai his wife, are Chilzais Veloy Misyadmais, Shenema Umeis Echad Mehem Yevome Yovi Yoleo, Mishalek Mishalo Zikas Yovom Echad, that means that she is falling. Here we learn out, here it's a Rabbanon de Kedrash, because it's only an Ishis de Rabbanon, but let's forget about that. So since she's falling from two marriages, there's a Din Zika on her mitzad the Ishis Harishin, that Zika was never Nifka because the second Yovam did not make Yibum. Midarabonon, she's Eishes Hasheni. So now, when the second brother dies and she's falling to the third brother, so, Lemaise, that's called Eishes Shnei Meisim, and there's no Din Zika, since it's only a Darabonon, so therefore, they need chalitze, but she is also b'yibum, and the tzor is also b'yibum. Now, before we go further, I'd like to ask a little ha'orah which was bothering me. L'chayre, the din of Eishes Shnei Meisim, the chason of Eishes Shnei Meisim is that there's a zikah from two Meisim. That means there's a zikah from the first husband, there's a zikah from the second husband,
If the second one would be Miyam, there'd only be a Zikah from the second husband, because it was Divka the Zikah from the first husband. But since the second made Maima, so there's a Zikah from the second, there's a Zikah from the first. So Mela, that's the drosh of Eishish Neimesim. Now, it bothered me, the Loshen of the Gemara, the Loshen of the Gemara is very difficult to understand. The Bohem says, Omeis Echad Mehem, Yevam Meyovi Aleh, Misha leo zikas yovam echod, v'le zikas shnei yevomim. Who's talking about a zik of two yevomim? We're not talking about a zik of two yevomim. There was a mace. It's a zik of two mesim, not of two yevomim. Misha leo zikas yovam echod, v'le zikas shnei, what's the loshen of shnei yevomim? It's shnei mesim. It's aisha shnei mesim. Shnei Yevomim, the Loshen of Shnei Yevomim not close. Shnei Yevomim means the two brother-in-laws. The Yevomim are called the brother-in-laws, not the Mace. It's a Zik of two Mace and not of two Yevomim. Lulei de Mistafine, I would like to say a Teretz. I saw an Emes LeYakev from Rabbi Yankiv Zechayna Levloche, the first tikkel, he brings down that, I think the Melech Shloime asks, why is it called Yevomis? It should be called Chalitzis. Why is it called Mitzvahs Yevomis? It should be called Mitzvahs Chalitzis. So he answers, because Mitzvahs Yibam is Koidim the Mitzvahs Chalitzis. Like, not like Abishol. So the Rashiva asks, he says he doesn't understand. He says, if it would say Yibumois, would be Mesechtes Yibumois, so it's spoken the Mesechta of Yibum, so he says, why does he speak about the mitzvah of Yibum, speak about the mitzvah of Chalitza? He says, Yivomis means sister-in-laws. I mean, it's not talking about the mitzvah, it's talking about relationships. So what are you asking? Why say Yivomis, Shashay Chalitza? We're not talking about Yevomis. We're talking about Yevomis. We're talking about two sister-in-laws. So why do you say she mentioned Chalitzes? Yevomis has nothing to do with Mitzvah Yibum. Yevomis is two sister-in-laws. So Rabbi Yankiv says it could be we're not pronouncing it right. It should be it's Mesechtes Yibmois Taker. We call it Yevomis. Well, a lot of things we don't pronounce correctly. But it's really Mesechtes Yibmois. That's the shame of the Mesechtes Yibmois. And Yibmois means the Mesechta of Mitzvahs Yibum. So my mail is, oh yes, why is it called Mesechtes Yibmois? Call it Mesechtes Chalitzos. So he says that there it's. I think that's pshat over here also. Misha leo zikas yibum echad vle zikas shnei yibumim. Not yivomim. Yibmim. That it's a zika of two mitzvahs yibum. There's a mitzvahs yibum from the first mace. Now yitzmas yibum from the second mace. I think that is pshat. Zikas yibum echad vle zikas shnei yibum. Okay. That's a little bit off the Gemara. Al koponim. So let us get back to the Gemara. So it says over here that these two tzores, you're not permitted to be miyabim, because one of them is an eishish neimesim, and one is not permitted to be miyabim if there's a zikah from two mesim, and the part is the tzore also. Uktoni Allah, and we learned on this, Omar Rav Yosef, Zuhi Tzoras Eishes Och Me'of. This is a unique case. It's a Tzora of an Eishes Ach Me'of, and there's nothing wrong with an Eishes Ach. This is a Tzora of an Eishes Ach Me'of, She'isa Nefilu Goram Lo, and because of the Nefilas, because there's two Nefilas, so this Eishes Ach became awesome. So Rav Yosef said, like, this is the only case that you have an Eishes Ach, that there's no Din Yibum in the Sibbe, in Shisa Nefila Garam Lo, because there were two Nefilas. Shelay Matzino B'chol HaTeire Kule K'Goyin Zayis. We don't find B'chol HaTeire Kule something similar to this. So this is the only case I should ask me of patas atzore. Zui lemuutei mai, lav lemuutei tzores islandis to show ye, that a tzores islandis is muta. This is the only case
that you have an ashes ochme of and a patas atzore. So what seems is it's an ashes och, there's chalitza. And an island is, there's no chalitza either. Umay zuhi, zuhi de isa nefila gorem lo, if the ashes ach assels. Because of this isa nefila, tzarose boi chalitza, so the tzar needs chalitza. Island is afilu chalitza loy boi. Islandess doesn't even need chalitza, tzores islandess. My time, hodi eraise, vohoda rabon. Let us see Rashi. Sagt Rashi, tzores islandess, reishohoyo nosui beiz noshim, veechod islandess, islandess duchenaise de la yoldo. Loshen ayu socha minatzoim. Humeis boloi bonim, shteim asuris lisiabim, upturis minachlitze. Shtem boye bchera shetelet, beruye leile prat leilen is, vekibin de pturo, since the islands is brought minayibim kaimele beishesach, tetzoros o tzores erbem. ואף על גב, והי והוי הבחיר אשר תלד מתוקים במחילתם לכמה בגודל האחם. We learn פשט, והוי הבחיר means, אך מדגמר says, further בכל התארה כולה, אם מקרה יועץ מדי פשוט, חוץ ממקרה זו, this פוסק, but does not learn, is not פשט, והוי הבחיר אשר תלד, that was speaking about the oldest child, that will be born from the Yibum. Now this is speaking about Vaya Bchayr means that mitzvah al Godol Yad. Mikol Mokem Doshinen Hach Prat La Eilenis Masha Teila Dekro Yiseiru Kiven Da Bchayr B'Yovim Gufa Mishtoi. That means if you learn the Pasuk Yipshutoi, so Ravoy Brera Shatayla Yokim Hashem Och, we're speaking about the new child that will be born after the Yibum. But we don't learn the Pasuk Lefi Pshuta. Ravoy Brera means mitzvah ala Godol Yabe. Is Memela as Ashatayla comes, is then the Ashatayla is Meyuta, it's Prat Lailanis. Maima Kiddushe Yevomen. Rei Eilu Shtei Noshim. Chutzis, the ilu konsa, if it would have been kindness, the yevome have a poke zike kamais, so then the zike kamais would have been nifke, but I have a law, the zikes nusoy achim, then she'd only be zokuk from the second one. Avo maima loy mafke zike, the maima that he made is not mafkiya the zike from the first one. Vahavi a law ktsa zikes rishim. So the zike from the first, uktzas zike sa'achrim, and the zike from the second, tersivu meis echad mehem, v'loizu shemeisu beis baleo, here both husbands die, v'zikas shneyem oleho, and so there's a zike of both of them, v'shteyem asureis midarabonu, v'kros machte b'yalme, k'n meforish v'perg daladachim. Ubachalitze de chode loy miftere idach. Now Rashi says, it says both need chalitze. Why can he give chalitze to one? To lavi beis echad kosi. Because each wife is coming from a different bias. The rishin in Yisod is the wife of the first one, min ha-toire. The second one is the wife of the second one. Hayu v'loy konso. Vilei ovet ba maima lehave lo ela zikas rishna. If he would not have made maima, there's only a zika of the first one. Pavlu shtei yevomis abois mi beis batim shtei mishyafas. But since he made maima, so now we have it's a zika shnei meis. She isa nefile goram lo. She noflo beis paomim mi zika achas. But the boy, you don't understand Pshat and Rashi. There's two nefilas from one zikir, lechayre. There's two, I mean, each nefilas are different. This is zikir shnei meisim. I don't understand. Shnof la beis pomim zikir achas. The Loshen of Rashi is ledavoini unclear. Shlei matzino b'chol ha-teire she-tei osa al midrabanu de mitzera she-ein kan isa elder masura tzavos oder aisen teileid lemaitzos aylenis tasira v'afil l'chalitza leiboy v'adrabanu k'bo sh'tay mepeg daladachin v'koschi lo ala shlichi and here she's also on the third brother. Let us go a little further. Tanam, Sal Kaponim, what we heard from Rav Asi, that Zoros Island is a Zasur. We learned in the Mishnah, the Kulonim Mei, Suoy Miano, and Yizgar, Shoishinim, Tso Island is a Rasayim, it says in the Mishnah, Fakert, that Afilish is a Bas. And Nimtzu Island is Sarasai Mutoris. So and you're telling me that she's not a Nerve and the Tzoris also. So the Gemara says, Loikash, Kan Shehikirbo, Kan Shaloi Hikirbo. Rav Asi is speaking about Hikirbo. He knew all along that she was an Islandess. He married an Islandess. So she's his wife. And then she's an Aishas Och Shaloi B'Mokei Mitzvah. She's an Aishas Och that does not fall the Yibum. So Mamela, she passes the Torah. Or Shainke, the Mishnah is speaking about Loi Hikirbo, so it's Kedushe Tois. It never was married to us. It was never married, so the Torah wasn't the Torah Sabas. So the Gemara says, Deike nami, diktani she nimtzuv, loiktani she oyu shmamino. The Mishnah says, she nimtzuv, kulun she nimtzuv islandess. When he's gashu she nimtzuv, they found out she was an islandess. So we see klo was lehikyabo. So then, the tzar is muta. They were speaking about that he knew she was an islandess. So we have here, Habasi that said Tzoras Island is Asur. Omar Rove, in Rove said, Hilchese, Tzoras Island is Mutaris. Rove says Tzoras Island is Muta. Vafilo Hikibo, Afilo Hikibo, says Cholikan Habasi. Vafilo Tzoras Bita Island is, in a bigger Kiddush, Afilo she's a Elve. I feel that she's an Erva als Bas. In its Hikibo, the Torah is still Mutter. So what's Pshat in this? What's the Rashi? So Rashi says, Hulchitz the Torah is Alumis Mutteris. The Avar gav the Hikibo Ochit, he knew all along she was an Nihilus. Vikaima, he held her. Bahavye Ishtoi, Leimitz the Torah, so Mishim Torah Sabas. Why not? Triosa Rachmone Tzoras Erve, the Torah Asa da Tzoras Erve, Bemoke Mitzvahu da Osro. That Lechaira Rashi means a Tzoras Erve is Pshat is that the Erve Yesod also falls Leibum. Nor mit din Erve Shebo Asa Zopta Mitzvah Yibum. That means she's a Bas Yibum. She's a bas yibum, and there's a moki, there's a mitzvah yibum, and the erva asses up her din yibum, and the tzoras din yibum. Above a hook, even the island is see, but here, since she's an island is, the belav erva nami leichosil yibum. If she wouldn't have been an erva, she also wouldn't be chosil yibum. She's a lav bas yibum, period. So it's called Hatzara is, this is Shalai B'Mokim Mitzvah, like Stamazai, someone else, Yankel married an Erbe and a Tzara, so the Tzara is Mutter to me, because it's Shalai B'Mokim, she, there's no Nefila L'Yibim at all. She's Mufke from Yibim in Gansen. So she's called Hatzara's Erbe Shalai B'Mokim Mitzvah. וכך מפורש בהלוכס גדולס. פרק תגמורה ואלוהו דקטוני שנמצו, so according to Rove, why does it say that if the Erva, they found out that she was an Erva, that she was an islandess, then the Tzore's mutter, Afilu, they knew all along that she was an islandess, the Tzore's also mutter. Because Tzore's bita islandess's mutter, so Tzore's Erva shleibim moke mitzvah. T'ni shahoyu. So the Gemara says, "Ein lachanam yitzagais." It should have said the mitzvah v'chkulam shahoyu island is. It's the same mutaros. Ki also Rovin Omar Rabbi Yochanan, achas tzores mema'enes, va'achas tzores island is, va'achas tzores marze grushosoi is kulam mutaris. The old mutar. Tzores Mame'enes, Rashi says, B'yovam, Marzug Rishosoy, Mishini says. I don't know why, was Meir this way, Mishini says, Milchere Eftairis, and she's also Marzug Rishosoy, not according to Rabbi Yossi Ben Kippur. Let us see the first Taisvis. Elolav biyovam uktani tzorisayin mutoris. Aces, the Gemara said that, how can you say tzoris bitoi? Shemiyan is also, the Mishnah says kulamino means it was my mind in the yovam. Shamiyun oikel. So what's the lom this talk? Shamiyun oikel and nesuin kamoi. Tema lemay the salka daitach hak hashte tikshalei sefer. Tektoni kol sheyachoyla lemayin veloy miyano. Tzarosa cheletzes veloy misyabenes. If she could be mamayin, she was mamayin. Tzarosa cheletzes veloy misyabenes. From Issa. The Okra Nisuin Kamoi, if the Gemara held now, that if she's Memayin B'Yovam, so the Tzor is Mutter, is the Mayin Hashta, so let it be Memayin now, the Tisyabim Tzorosa. The Ochi Poch HaLolakam, the Gemara later is such a kasha. So Lachayre, according to the Gemara now, that the Gemara held, that Mayin will help, because it's Oikah Nesuin Kamoi, so what's shot in the safe of the Mishnah? The Yishloima, the Lamaidus, Al-Kadaita, Hashtem, Otsulameima, the Masnishim, the Lesser, Kamon, Shetemayim. The Mishnah speaking that she's not around. Oy Bigdoila, the Chayre means that now she's a Gdoila. That means when she was married, she was a Ketane. And after the husband died, she became a gdola, so she can't be mamayin anymore. Lakam and the poichol, later the Gemara does ask the kasha to my nashim, so bar look me mas nisen, afili ktana v'isa kamon. The Gemara later wants to say, that's in our Mishnah that it's speaking about that she is now a ktana, and she's now around, so the master kasha with my nashim.